Greetings, everyone. This is Martin coming to you with the 1-800 FSR podcast.
Cameron here, everybody. How you doing?
Man, I paused for a second and you just take over. I got my whole little sidekick thing I gotta do.
I just thought you were leading me in. I thought that was a segue.
Leading you in. That's what it's called.
Showbiz.
Taking over.
Showbiz.
Taking over. That's what sidekicks do, folks. They come along and they say, hey, can you help me with a career in podcasting? And you say yes, and you grab their little hands, and you march together towards greatness. Not all along with the understanding that the greatness is a little more mine than yours. And then you realize they can't handle that, and they steal the glory.
But the apprentice is becoming the master, young,
young
grasshopper.
What do you know about your generation's
Star Wars?
Come on now. 1975, I was born. I remember I've been to every single one of them the day they opened. Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. So we're delaying having this conversation because it's one of those conversations you can't really fix with one of your customers, but you're going to have it. In previous shows, we've talked about things like your parts suck and dealing with that and, you know, overcoming lunches and so forth. But what really is the worst one is your parts are late. Ugh. Dreadful conversation. What do you think, Cameron? Do you like having that conversation?
Yeah, Martin, that's just the way society is. You used to could have just get away with, I needed this part done. I need this job done 30 minutes ago, you know, with customers going into shops, taking their cars into shops. But now it's more like, what the hell? I needed this done two days ago. And, you know, it's just becoming less and less patient. That's from the bottom to the top, and that's just how it's going to be. So you're right. This conversation that, you know, it is what it is almost, but you're going to have it.
We've had the conversation on this podcast earlier in an earlier episodes where we talked about the difference between customers who order last minute and those that are scheduling services ahead of time and how much better a customer relationship can be with the one that's scheduling because the parts are going to get there. I mean, most of the markets are delivering parts that are metro within 2 hours. Shops like us who have long distance routes that they take leave at particular points of the day. So the customer's aware of when they're getting them. But it's that customer that every single part needs to be there in 30 minutes, regardless if they're an hour away or 29 minutes away, never taking into consideration the fact that the part has to be picked. And any business that's running itself, that's a delivery business, does not have a boatload of delivery drivers sitting around doing nothing, waiting for every single order to come in. So the reality is, Martin, you have to walk in and give them some bad news.
I was just going to ask you, have you gotten any word on the corporate investing in drones? have we gotten on top of that yet?
Yeah, they're going to be doing it soon. In fact, the idea of a drone carrying a oversized radiator down the road and it dropping out of the sky and just landing on top of someone's car.
Might be some liability issues in there.
There might be. They're talking about it. They said that State Farm has made them an offer. Is that it? Is that the thing? So, point being is, you walk in. Here's a scenario. You walk in. You either walk in dry, just a visit. It's on your list of visits to make. Or you're replying to an email or an escalation that says, customer requested visit about continue delays and deliveries. So you're walking in there and the very first thing they're going to do is tell you, like, listen, they're going to tell you how great you used to be. That's how it always starts. I put money on it. They're going to tell you, I don't know what's changed. And so they're looking for you to give them something that has changed. Well, we have a new manager. Oh, well, that's it. Well, the new manager sucks because your parts are always late. I can't buy from you. You're unreliable, et cetera, et cetera. So I ask direct questions. When you typically order a part, is it because you plan on working on that car right now? Because no offense, sir, that's not every customer, but we want to make sure we're giving you everything that we can. We understand that every customer has a different relationship with their customers, but we need to know that information. I need to be able to tell the warehouse manager that you are a customer that needs to be focused on because you do not schedule out.
And the only time you're going to get that information without having to ask them is if you get a call to your call center 5 minutes after ordering, where the heck is my part?
Yep.
Then you know.
Know it ahead of time. And say to him, look, you're kind of underscoring the idea that, hey, professional people do plan ahead, but you're doing it in a way by not offending him directly. You're simply saying, okay, you're one of those customers that we need to know ahead of time, always needs it now.
Needs special attention.
Yep. Now, here's what I can promise you. I can promise you that I've heard you say that. I can promise you that I'm going to go to my warehouse manager and say, we need to put Ben's Bad Car Shop on the list of people that fail to plan ahead, so they're probably planning on failing. We need to put him on that list and so that he can get his part as quickly as possible.
Make a special invoice note or something. Yeah. I mean, if it helps.
And then the warehouse manager, if they're worth anything, is going to look at you and say, so you want me to make sure this customer gets this part every time as soon as I can get it to them? You mean like I do every single printout pickup ticket that comes out? Okay, I gotcha. No. Every but time. Seriously, emphasis on getting it delivered. You also have to range the different potential of the customer. You have to look at what they're spending. A lot of times these customers that are calling with the loudest mouths are going to have the smallest pocketbooks. So kind of gauge the importance of it. Address it with your warehouse manager and talk to them. If you have a router at your particular location, talk to the router about what differences in how we deal with this customer. What changes can we make? When you're talking to the customer, you've told them the things that you can promise them. What you can't promise them is a dramatic change in the speed of delivery overnight. You can't, because you want to make sure they know, the customer needs to know, emphatically needs to know, that you're already doing everything within your power to get them the part as fast as possible. You don't need to spend time blaming it on supply lines or, you know, there's a labor shortage. It's excuses.
All day.
Yeah. They know that already. And if you start spewing it out to them, all you're saying is, do you not watch the news? You know?
UPS lost our part this morning. It's like, hey, buddy, that's a part of our service. You got to own it and just roll with it. Like, yep. They know it. They know it's happening. They can get parts from other customers via UPS, and it may come that morning, may come later in the afternoon, but they completely understand. So you just got to own it and just lemons out of lemonade.
And then there are those of you out there that, yes. Yes. We have a new machine that extracts all the sugar and water from the lemonade so that it can return to its natural state of lemon.
Hey, anyway, purification.
Yeah. So here's what I'm getting at. The other side of this ticket is there are those of you out there with warehouses that don't have the best track record. And if you are an FSR stuck in a warehouse that's in transition, maybe it's without a strong manager at the helm. Maybe it's a warehouse and we're dealing with that here. We are aware of that situation. We don't have it here in Wilmington, but in our franchise group, we have a warehouse that's been through that situation. As FSRs, this is a very tough moment in time for you, because you have to ask yourself, am I going to continue to go in there and sell sunshine when I know it's raining and hope that they forget that when things get better and they don't think, oh, he says the same thing no matter what? You don't want that. It hurts the relationship.
You touched on it perfectly. I mean, the big thing is just whichever route you go about getting the job done with this situation, just make sure at least starting, you want to be on the customer side. You want to,
yep.
You want to make sure that you're like, hey, you know, we are doing everything we can. But look, I hear you. I hear your concerns. I'm going to take it back to the shop and make sure, you know, any potential of this issue happening again gets hammered out. You know, I mean, just want to not overpromise that.
You don't want to overpromise and underdeliver.
Bingo. Oh, there it is. Thank you. Thank you.
Always underpromise and overdeliver. That's why when you go to a restaurant, they give you a 45-minute wait and 15 minutes you're seated. You're like, oh, wow, they love us.
Amazon, you're going to get that package on Friday. Oh, what? It showed up on Monday? What? That's a whole... What? All right.
Yeah.
I love this place.
Bad analogy, because if it was supposed to be there Friday and gets there Monday, it would be late, Cameron.
I'm talking about the Monday...
It doesn't... Before. I'm never that lucky. So what's important is to maintain the relationship you have with this particular customer, realizing that later on, you still have to deal with them. I would say you sugarcoat the things that are great, but you don't necessarily add any more stink to the parts that are shitty. So you've got to be honest, and honesty is the best policy almost all the time in our business. We don't really have a reason to go in there and put sunshine up their rear end.
Through and through.
We sell great parts. We have a great company. We employ great people. Our business model is fantastic. And occasionally parts are late. And the best thing to do is to say, yes, this is true. And if you're in that transitioning marketplace, tell them the truth. We are spending an ungodly amount of money trying to recruit and hire. We are paying drivers roughly 50% more in 2022 than we were in 2021, with an understanding that that increase will have to happen again in 2023. So we are expending all of the capital we can, all of the effort we can, to recruit great people all the way from management down to drivers, and to maintain them, to keep them consistent. And that is taking a toll.
Human capital, baby.
We're paying for it. We're doing it. That's an investment we make for you. Please continue to make the investment in us as we get through to the other side of this transition. That's what I would say to them. And to be quite honest, the ones who are going to go with you through the journey are going to be even better customers on the other end.
And I'll say, just to add on to that, that's what you say to the customer. And I'm going to say to you that that's what 1-800-Radiator as a company and your individual franchise group, that's what they're doing for you as well. They're making sure that we are paying the wages that are needed to get the best darn delivery drivers that we can get. Because not only are you the face of the company going to shops and trying to get them to either buy more, start buying, whatever it be, but these delivery drivers that are out there making the visits going into these shops. I mean, I know when I was a delivery driver, I went to a shop 3 times a day here local. I mean, from the every facet of that customer and our interaction, whether it be FSR and delivery driver, that human capital is of the most utmost importance right there with quality of the parts for us.
Yes. And don't throw your drivers under the bus, because let's face it, at the end of the day, they are the face of this company. We are a face of the company as well, but they are the day-to-day. And that's going to be a whole separate podcast. We're going to talk about how to treat your drivers, how to get the drivers on your side, and how to have an army of little mini FSRs out there, little shortlies out there doing the work of the Lord every day and bringing the good word of the FSR to all the people.
You could even say a 7 warehouse army.
A 7 warehouse army. There you go. So, as usual, you can get a hold of us by dialing us up at 1-800-FSR.com. That's the website that has all the newest campaign information, sheets that we've created for you to print out.
Check it
out. Fabulous links to our podcast, categorized the way that you want to look at them. Bios on us and all the pics of all the great deal of fun and happy things that we're doing, and some shots of us here down in Wilmington. And if you want to actually communicate with us, you can do so via email at Martin or Cam at 1-800-FSR, not Martin or Cam at FSR. I think you're smart enough to get it. See you later.
Cheers, everybody.